In the Senate's original bill, Ocala Republican Dennis Baxley, the main sponsor, says it included a benefit for firefighters who contract certain types of cancers due to their job. That's still included in the new proposal.
Multiple myeloma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, prostate cancer, or testicular cancer.
It still contains a controversial provision criticized by many union groups. If new employees don't make a retirement choice within a certain period of time, they would automatically default into the investment plan, a 401k-style plan, and the less popular retirement option for employees. Today, public employees are defaulted into the traditional pension plan. That's one of the House's biggest priorities. And to get more senators on board, there's now a new change to the pension reform package. Sebring Republican Senator Denise Grimsley says new hires would get a longer time period to choose their retirement option, and it also includes a carve-out for the default change.
It extends the election period from 6 months to 9 months for all new hires. The new hires filling positions in the special risk class will continue to default to the pension plan.
The newly expanded bill also incorporates a proposal to create a new state health insurance program based on a four-tier system from platinum level to bronze. It will take effect in 2020 and has an actuarial study tied to it to look at the savings and cost.
Some younger employees that don't have as many medical needs can pick a plan with a higher deductible or less benefits, and they can pay less for it. So they put more money in their pocket. As they, you know, proceed as state employees and need more medical benefits, or as they get a family, or as they have kids and their needs change, they can change to one of the other levels.
That's Senate Budget Chairman Jack Latvala, whose biggest priority also made it into the pension reform bill, pay raises.
Includes a pay increase for every state employee in Florida except legislators.
Those making less than $40,000 a year will receive a $1,400 increase, while those making more than $40,000 will receive a $1,000 pay hike. Excluding the pay raises, there's normally not been an appetite in the Senate for pension reform, which Tallahassee Democrat Bill Monford pointed out during the bill's last committee hearing in the Senate.
We've been dealing with this issue, retirement and insurance, literally for 5 or 6 years. It seems to have been an interest in the House, and it gets to the Senate and doesn't go anywhere. And all of a sudden now, we've got a pay raise wrapped up with retirement, with insurance. So that raises questions in my mind as to why are we doing it this way.
Senate Democratic Leader Oscar Brainin was also not too happy about either the pension reform proposal or the insurance changes added to the pay raises.
I have a problem with it. But all that being said, I think I'm going to swallow the apple because there's some candy around it.
While Grimsley calls it, quote, a comprehensive benefit pay package, Latvala also adds,
it's part of an agreement to make sure that everything relating to our state employees, both what we want in the Senate and what the House wants, is in one package. So it either succeeds together or it fails together.
Union groups continue to express frustration over the default provision, saying the investment plan is the riskier plan for employees. And while bill proponents say new employees can still make a one-time choice to switch to the pension plan, opponents like United Faculty of Florida's Marshall Ogletree says it's not much of a choice because they have to buy back into the plan.
Pretty expensive. That can be cost prohibitive.
Police and firefighter union groups previously opposed to the bill have now signed off on the proposal. But Florida Education Association's Linda Russell, who likes the pay raises, says it's easy to see why.
We've exempted public safety workers out of this. And I think it is a recognition that the investment plan is a far inferior plan. But I think we've also exempted them because we recognize the fact that our communities need career police and career firefighters. There's no question. And they need to be able to retire with dignity. We still believe that our communities need career teachers as well.
Still, the controversial measure received unanimous support in the Senate Appropriations Committee. And following the meeting's end Monday, Ladval expressed his irritation over the opposing union groups.
It irritates me greatly that some of those people who make their living as union organizers trying to stir up, you know, their members are trying to make something bad out of it.
And with less than a week left in the legislative session, the comprehensive bill is slated for a floor vote this week. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.